Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
We are here. We are queer. Get used to it. Snoopy. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday.
Why are you screaming?
Because they're all the way in another country. They have to hear me. Me and Snoopy are live and in person today. We're here laying on the bed with Rocky.
Rocky, say hi. Hi, Rangan.
This is probably the evening news. Sorry, we've been busy on the road. We're career women.
Well, we were supposed to do it yesterday, but I had to shoot a commercial for Paramount. So Joey was with me doing my makeup. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, Joey, we have our live show tomorrow. Just come sleep down the shore and we can have like a nice day by the pool, and then we head to our show tonight. So bitches, there's still tickets left if you want to get your show in Bensalem, Pennsylvania tonight, 8 p.m.
The show doors Parks open Casino. Doors open at 7. So I would get there, ladies, if you're coming tonight. This is the plan.
I would get there like 6:30 and start drinking.
No, they gotta get there before that.
Oh. 5.
I want them to be blacked out. I want them to be like pissing the pants their seats.
Yeah, I want everyone to gamble and be drunk. So and then come to our show.
Yeah, this is what the vibes is, girls. So I would start getting ready right now. I don't know what time you're listening to this. We have to get this over to Blair as soon as we can. It's 10:40 a.m. right now. So
on Friday, the day of our show.
So if I'm starting to think, if this gets over to Blair by noon, it should get to you guys by like 3:00 p.m. So when you're listening to this,
everyone get ready.
Yeah, you have to start getting ready. Get in the shower now, everyone. It's probably 3 p.m. right now. So get in the shower and do an everything shower. You have to shave your snurb because you're going to a casino. You may have to sell your snurb for money.
Rocky's giving you kisses.
Oh, hi, Rocky. Rocky had a...
Rocky attacked Joey this morning. He didn't sleep with him all night.
We slept and cuddled all night long. We were best friends for 2 days. And then he had a brain fart. I came in. You know what I think it is, Nick?
I think
it was my Jeffrey Dahmer transition lenses. When I go outside, they turn dark gray. Yeah. It's still the coolest thing in the world to me. Mm-hmm. I know I look crazy and like 90 years old, but remember those gloves that we had when growing up? They were like big fat, big snow gloves, and when you went outside, they changed color.
No,
they had pictures on them.
I never got those.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, you're too old.
Well, they used to have pictures on them when you go outside. I think it's the same technology, if I'm not mistaken, that they use in the Coors Light cans to make the mountains blue. But I'm not going to write that. I don't want to go on the record. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, Rocky attacked him.
Rocky attacked me. He didn't know who I was.
So I'm so excited for the show tonight. Me and Joey have a lot of fun things we're going to do. A lot of fan interaction. I'm so excited. Should we tell them about the one part, which I think is going to be hysterical?
Yeah, we could tell them about it. But listen, if you're coming to the show tonight, Crusaders, you better be like not shy and like fucking weird. You got to come on stage and you have to embarrass yourself. It's a girls' night out. We're going to be embarrassing. We're going to tell embarrassing stories. We don't care if we look like slob kebabs or messy or
I feel
whatever.
Like girls are going to like flash.
I hope so.
It's going to get rowdy.
Yeah. So girl, it's 3:00. Let's get in the shower. So get in the shower now. Doing everything shower, shave your snurb. Then I would start having your friends all come to get ready at your house. So again, you can all sit on the floor Indian style and do makeup.
Is that racist?
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, crisscross applesauce.
Sit on the floor and then blast music or the podcast and start getting ready and doing your makeup. But she has to get some high noons in the fridge like right now so they're cold for when you're doing it. I would start slamming high noons. Don't you drink vodka right away because you need to make it to the show. And I'm afraid they're drinking vodka, they're going to black out in a casino and we're never going to find them. You know?
Yeah, don't do straight
so
vodka.
So do like high noons or a nice seltzer, maybe a glass of wine, maybe a spritz. An Aperol spritz would be the perfect pre-show cocktail.
You heard it there first. So
do that and then get to the casino around.
Everybody has to be like buzz when they get to our show because we're doing a lot of fan interactions and you bitches need to come on stage and not be shy and like live it up. We are doing a section in our show where it's charades.
It's act it out. It says right there.
Act it out. So me and Joey like picked a ton of like crazy scenarios that you have to act out and
we have to guess.
We're gonna put it in like a bowl, and we'll pick.
Yeah, we're gonna put it in a bowl. We're gonna write them down. So, like, one thing would be like, for instance, like,
no, don't say any of them.
I'll make them right now. How about Dog Eat Dog World? And you have to like
what
act out, you know, a dog eat dogs. And so we say phrases, then you have to come up with another one. Where you have to act out
Snooki and Angelina fight in Miami.
Yeah, but you can't use words.
Yeah.
And so we have to just use your body.
You have to do the whole
It's about movie. Body language. Or what's another funny one?
So probably
One night stand. That's like something like that.
No girls wear skirts tonight, just in case. You have to do a cartwheel or something.
Yeah, so I say one night stand, you have to like act out and we have to guess, like, you know, first word. You know how it goes, girls. That's going to be wild and fun. I got some fun music to play with that. I still have to go to Kinko's, ladies, because there's a lot goes into the presentation. And when it comes to Subi and Joey's show, I don't know if you've been before, but it's a theatrical production. There's lights. There's
camera
crews.
Action.
There's music. There is...
Joey's going to go to Staples and get some signs.
I'm so excited to go to Staples.
I love Staples.
Oh, my God. I'm probably a good one down here. You know, I'm going to do a little arts and crafts project because, you know, it's important to us. It's something we thrive. So, yeah, if you haven't been to a show before, buckle up because it's a presentation. It's actually a PowerPoint presentation I prepared.
Yeah, for real.
Graphics. I've been on the phone. Do you know what took me fucking 2 hours this morning while you're sleeping to figure out how to to buy a song and put it on my computer?
You're a freak.
Do you know how to do it? Do you know, if I told you, can you buy a song and send me the file? Would you know how to do that?
No.
Me either. It took me hours, and then all I had to fucking do.
Which is weird because I grew up in the LimeWire generation.
Yeah, and you used to do coding for MySpace.
I literally did coding for MySpace. Like, I did all that shit.
I bought the song twice on iTunes, so I paid $1.29 two different times for
what
the
song.
Lady Gaga Applause.
Oh, I would call and get my refund.
I bought it twice, and then I fucking realized a quick Google search, all I had to do was go into my presentation and hit like add media, and then the song was like right there on my fucking computer. So I was like pulling my hair out. Your sister-in-law was looking at me like I was about to like have a freak out. And
If nobody gets you, they probably think you're having a panic attack.
Yeah, I literally wanted to punch children. I was so upset.
Well, Joey was pissed yesterday too because, you know, I was filming the commercial. Joey was trying to get the shit together. And he was just screaming and cursing.
Well, the thing
is, everybody better clap for his PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't do all this like work like normal people that are on the computers all day long. Only thing I do on the computer is I'll go to the TikTok shop and buy discount candles, and
watch your Pornhub.
Yeah, watch Pornhub and then like boys' pictures. Like that's all I do on the internet. So I don't know, like so people that use computers every day for work, which I'm sure I should be using for them work at my job, but I never do. I forget how to do simple things, like a simple task, like downloading a fucking song. I couldn't do it.
Totally. I'm so cozy right now.
We are like, this is a king size bed.
Yeah.
Are these Brooklyn sheets?
Brooklyn sheets.
We just did a casino show because Snoopy had a live appearance and we were at the casino. So I'm fresh off the
Oh, that was table. The worst thing ever.
I can't believe that happened to you. Think God was trying to. Do you think God knows that you were going to ruin your life if you got drunk? If you got drunk that day,
I literally was thinking that when I was sick in bed. I was like, "What if like I got arrested or something?
Something
or
God
like
did
or
something.
Somebody? I went there early and someone stabbed me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like something took over my body and said, "Bitch, you can't go."
Exactly. I think everything happens for a reason. That's probably why.
Totally. I think somebody was going to stab me.
Oh my God. But I would like to do a little gambling tonight. I'm a high roller. Guys, they asked us, like, the venue. They're like, guys, would you be interested in meetings and doing a private meeting with some of our high rollers for an incentive or something like...
Oh, I thought it was executives that were
there. Are they executives?
I don't think it's high rollers.
Oh, well, are they executives?
Because if it's high rollers, then they're rich.
We have to meet fancy people. So, like, you know, we in front of the Crusaders, we're like... You know, we could be ourselves, but like in front of like fancy.
Like, hello, sir. How are you?
Thank you for this opportunity.
My name's Nicole Elizabeth. Thank you so much. And then we get on stage and we're like, batch. What if they watch our show?
They're probably listening.
Oh my God.
It's happening.
Wait, so my mother-in-law Janice is going to kill Joey.
She's on a rampage. First of all, she wakes up. I love her to death. She doesn't stop, though.
She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning every single morning.
She woke up at 4 a.m. We didn't go to bed late, but, you know, I was... You know,
I feel like I ditched you.
You did, but I was fine because I had my pills.
Up and fell asleep.
But we had a good run. We watched TV outside. But
we watched the debate last night.
That was so messy.
So messy. I thought they were going to slap each other.
Yeah. I thought that they were going to drink prune juice. Those two are so fucking old.
They look like dinosaurs.
Like, can't we get someone that's...
Can we get like a hot president?
Like just like a 50-year-old fine. I was telling your family this.
It's embarrassing.
Night. There's not like one like fucking like self-made billionaire tech guy that's a like rich and went to Harvard University.
Like Iron Man.
Yeah, Harvard University, and he's athletic. He was a coach of the quarterback of the football team. Like an all-American, just badass, big dick energy, old, like, you know, like 50-year-old. Masculine man's gonna take America by the balls. Like, we have, where's that guy? That's who we need as a president.
I don't think we ever had that. Do we ever have a hot president?
I'm sure we did. I'm sure they all were like that back in the day, but they all start.
Biden was actually very handsome.
Yeah, but they all start when they're like fucking 66 years old. Start them at, you know, I know 35 is the lowest age you can be. I think that 50 years old should be the...
I would say 40 is a nice age.
Yeah, late 40s. But you know what I mean? Like, not like Elon Musk, I mean, because he's probably shady, but anyone rich is shady.
No, he's a reptilian. He's an alien.
But I'm saying someone like that, like a self-made like person that's like knows business, knows how to, you know, created an empire for himself, works
it
hard
should be you.
And respected. I know.
You're describing yourself.
I don't know. So I just think that's what we need. So if you're listening and you're out there and that sounds like you...
A woman would be nice.
Please let... the White House know that you like to perform.
I would like a woman president.
You would?
Yeah, we're due.
I wouldn't feel safe.
We're due. Well, women would... We take things by the balls and we get shit done. We don't procrastinate. Like, she would get the shit done.
I guess so. That's the same way I feel about women...
What are you worried? She's going to be on her period and be cranky?
No, women are Uber drivers. Like, it makes me... I don't think they're...
Are you sexist?
No, it's not because women are bad drivers. It's because I feel... It makes me feel uncomfortable because I feel like I like the man. Like, I feel like I'm like that. She's like, I'm making her do something like that I should be doing. That's, you know, the feeling I'm talking about. You don't know the feeling, but it's like,
no, I'm a woman.
Like, not how, like, it's almost like the equivalent of like a woman like carrying my luggage up the stairs.
Oh, it's like,
that's how I feel. It's like, I feel like so weird about it. Like, it should be me doing it.
That's so weird.
I don't know why I associate it with driving. Not that they're bad drivers. It's just, that's the feeling I get. Like, that a woman's carrying something upstairs for me when I have a woman driver. But I'm sure they're all lovely. And another reason I don't like women drivers is they're very friendly and they talk. I like to be in utter silence. Like, I'm like, when you have like Uber Blacks and stuff, you can write on the page.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet
don't
ride. Don't
speak
talk
to me.
It says, please don't speak to me.
I hate when they're like, so where are you going?
Yeah.
What do you do for work? I'm like, please stop talking to me.
Yeah. You feel I'm around here? It's like, I can't small talk. Ew. I'd rather get shot at in an open field than have to do small talk.
I feel like people get the hint because I give like one word answers. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to have a conversation.
And then you have to pretend you're on the phone. Or the worst is if you, I mean, again, running to someone from high school in the public, that is also shoot me in the back worthy. But the worst time is if you're in the grocery store, you see someone you know, right? And you say hi.
Hi, and then you see them again.
Then you see them again. That's the fucking worst part. Okay. What do you say? You're like, I'm just still shopping.
Yeah.
I'm just getting some orange juice. OJ, I got my vitamin C.
Literally.
Yeah, I'll see ya.
Yeah.
It's the most uncomfortable thing.
Like, still here.
I hate it. That's why we seldomly go in public.
Or if, like, you're in a meeting and you say goodbye to the person outside and then you walk the same way.
I've walked miles the other way because I like to avoid it. I swear on my mother. I've walked miles because I got get stuck and then you have to like, but then imagine getting caught going the other way and then like, they see you turning around.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Then you have to act like, oh shit, I forgot my phone at work.
So embarrassing.
I forgot my phone. I am ravenous right now. I've been calorie counting, Nicole. I downloaded my MyFitnessPal app.
Yeah, I'm not on a diet today. I think I need like a pizza.
Well, I've been trying to intermittent fast. I've been trying to count calories. My semi-glutide from Sperling is you know, slowly working. Because I when I Googled it, it takes about 12 weeks to feel the full effects, it says. But some people start feeling it in 6.
Yeah, Joey was counting his calories at lunch yesterday. I'm like, calm down.
I know. I had to take a picture. So anyway, I have the MyFitnessPal, so I've been crazy about it. I also bought a scale for my bathroom. So
that's the worst thing you could ever do.
I had to do it because I need to be held accountable. I know that I said I did. I warned
what do you weigh?
I warned you in the right now.
Yeah.
265.
Is that like a lot for you?
Yes.
You're like 6'5".
Yeah, I'm fat. I'm clinically
obese. What
are
you supposed to be?
190 or 185,
really?
Probably. Yeah. Those things were written back in the day when there was famine.
So,
and there was the Great Depression.
So don't ever Google BMI like for your height, because for me, I'm not supposed to be over 97 pounds. Like, I am morbidly obese right now.
When your tit opens,
literally. So do not go by BMI, because that shit is old and not right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that. I just want to get into a 34 waist pant and just, you know, and have a,
that's
little,
small.
A flat stomach. Well, 36 is, you know, probably what I'm going to be. But, like, I mean, 30.
Okay.
36. Right now I'm a 38. 38, 40, 40, 38, depending on what it is. I got fat fucking legs and a big ass, so everything has to be extra. Like, my legs are abnormally large, so I have to buy a pants like extra big.
Yeah, you're a man. Gianni's legs are so thick.
Yeah, I need to lose. Yeah, but anyway, I'm doing my Fitness Pal. If you have it, download it. It's the best app ever. Literally, you can take a picture of your salad, and then it tells you, and then all the ingredients pop up.
I love pepperoni.
So I can take a picture of it like that. So if you take, say you have a salad, right, and you have all this stuff. I always get confused, like, you know, how much you're going to eat, and it's hard to do. They make it so easy. You just take the picture of it. I hope they pay me, my Fitness Pal. Take a picture of your salad, right? And then it doesn't get it all right, but it'll pop up like, you know, cucumbers. And then if there's cucumbers in your salad, you click the cucumber button.
Cucumbers.
And then you can go in and add like how much of it is. So if you eyeball, it's probably like a quarter cup of cucumbers. Put that in, and then you add it to that, and then the next thing it goes through. Sometimes if it's not in there, you can just type it in and add it. Like if there was a chickpea hidden under a fucking lettuce leaf, they didn't see the chickpea, I could, and I knew it was in there, I have to be held accountable. So I'll go back and write chickpeas and do that. And then you save that as your salad. So if you make a big salad in the beginning of the week, you can like save that meal and then just portion out how much you're eating of it. So like if you take two cups of the salad, everybody knows all the shit that's in there already, so it knows how many calories. It makes it so easy to stay in a calorie deficit. And I just got to be smart, and I'm afraid that my boyfriend's going to leave me if I gain weight.
You're a freak.
I know. He's going to leave me because of my mental illness, not my waistline, mama. Okay.
I'm not listening.
Do you have a scale in this house?
Yes. It's in the bathroom. Oh, my God. Go look at my bathroom real quick.
Okay.
So I just got my bathroom done in my shore house.
Oh, my God.
$34,000. You guys.
How did you do this? Oh, my God.
Oh, do you hear him screaming? Isn't it beautiful?
Are you Kim Kardashian?
So it's all white, you guys. So it was like old school, like brown, like from the 90s. And there was like a big jacuzzi that didn't work in there. Just like unnecessary space. And it just didn't look like a shore house bathroom to me. So I was like, all right, let's redo it. $34,000 freaking dollars. So it's not cheap to get your freaking bathroom done, by the way. But I got it all in white. The shower's like a walk-in. So you can literally fit like 10 people in there, which is like perfect for the kids after, you know, getting off the boat or whatever. They can go in, rinse off, shower, whatever. So yeah, it's a beautiful white bathroom. When you walk in, it's just like you're in heaven. Everything is white.
Enclosure. It's like a big,
yeah, it's a big ass shower.
There's a breakfast nook inside the shower.
The only thing that I hate about this is I have to run the shower a long time for it to get steamy. For it to get steamy, so I don't see my naked body in all the mirrors.
I didn't know you had it.
It makes me want to shoot myself.
That's the most modern thing you have between this house and even the new, your old regular house.
Oh yeah, so it is
stunning.
Nice,
Nicole.
And pretty, and eventually, I want to get like the kitchen done. Like the house is old. The house is old. It needs like upgrades and stuff. So
this old house.
Eventually,
it's happening.
People don't realize how expensive things are.
Oh my God, so expensive. I hate adulting.
I mean, that is like, I know, I understand why it's that expensive, because all those tiles are beautiful and the fixtures and that big shower. I mean, I don't even like showering, but I would go in there. And she's got a rain. I didn't tell you, I was going in there. I'll give you the update, girls. It was a rain shower. I'm not kidding. The head of the shower, the big square coming down from the rainfall, it's probably 3 feet by 3 feet square.
So dramatic.
It's not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's a 3 foot by 3 foot square of fucking water coming down your head. And then the wall,
yeah,
the glass
feels like
wall,
you're in a waterfall.
It's like a 10 foot glass wall. And the shower is 10 feet long. Oh my God. Did you guys make whoopee in there?
Not yet.
Oh, it's fresh. You have to christen it. No, your house is always packed with 900 people.
I know.
I'm very happy for you.
I'm broke now.
I can't wait to have a house where I can actually make renovations. That bathroom.
You have a massive apartment, though.
I do.
For the city.
I know.
You have the perfect apartment.
I know.
I hope you have that forever.
No, I had dreams the other day that I...
That you lost it?
No, that I didn't... God forbid. I had dreams the other day that I came home.
Your house is so cozy.
And my couch was touching the wall, and I was like... my house
got smaller.
Yeah, but it was a tiny. I was like, I gotta really get out of here. And I was like, so upset. My house was shit. And I woke up and I sweat. I go, oh my God, thank God. And I could hear.
Thank God, I'm still rich.
I could hear the echo again.
I'm still rich in the city.
I had a night terror. Oh my God.
How much is that a month? Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a pretty penny.
You could afford that though.
Yeah, I can afford it. I'm living outside my means, but sure, I'm sure, because I don't save anything. I buy candles every week.
Yeah, you're not good with money.
I know.
You need to save and like invest, and especially, you know, with the money you make.
Why don't you stop?
You're going to keep making money.
Can you stop, not stop paying me, but can you take the money you would have given me and put it in investments?
Yeah, I think that's what I should do.
Well, you know what we should do? We should take the money tonight and go to the casino and see what happens.
I think we're going to get a check. They don't give us like cash.
We can't go down. So we're not going to give us in chips. Imagine they paid us. Imagine Parks Casino paid us in chips and we had to go cash them in at the end of the night.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
What should we drink on stage tonight? I think if we drink red wine, we'll be sloopy and sleepy.
No, we drink red wine every single time and we're fine. I get like the best like buzz off red wine.
Do you have Messy Mama?
No.
I did. Okay, wait, guys. I should have ordered it. I'll show on stage tonight. Remind me. I have to put it on my PowerPoint. I did a mock-up of the stage of how I wanted the chairs to be and to send to the place, and I added Messy Mama. Do you see it? Look on the phone.
I think so.
I texted it to us. I made a mock-up. I put Messy Mama on the thing and little things. I'm a very visual person. But I want it to be like you're coming into our living room and hanging out with us.
I want it to be nice and cozy, not like a stage.
This is our new tour. We haven't been on tour since.
Oh, is this Claudia's?
Yeah, I stole the exact setup from the Morning Toast. But
yeah, but she has the same feel.
So I told him we want plants. I want this kind of vibe. But this is our first tour since the pandemic.
You texted me you up.
I did.
Ew.
Did you see that? I wanted to. We haven't done since the pandemic. Do you know what I mean?
When's the last time I went on tour?
Can I remember?
Before?
It was right before. And I remember I said
right something. Before everything shut down.
I made a joke and it wasn't like, this is before like anyone knew what it was. This is when the coronavirus was like a rumor from China and like everyone.
Oh, you said it was a scam.
No, because it wasn't in America yet. It was happening in China.
America.
And we were all saying like how horrible what's going on over there and how scary it is for them. And I said to the audience, I said, be careful of that merch you bought in the living room. Nicole had it all shipped in from China. And everyone's like, ah, and they're throwing their shirts away and stuff. But yeah, that was the last time we had it. And I couldn't remember anything after that. It's been a blur. Freaky Friday is coming back. Do you see that?
The same cast?
You didn't see Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
She posted it on her Instagram.
Did you watch the original?
Yeah, I actually just, I played it for Giovanna. And Giovanna loved Freaky Friday.
Is that where she plays, is that where Lindsay Lohan plays a British girl?
No, that's Parent Trap.
Are you sure?
Yes, Freaky Friday's when they switch bodies.
But didn't she switch bodies with her twin sister, the redhead?
No, they switched lives. They didn't actually switch bodies.
Oh, come on, is that what, why would you be in two different movies and do the same fucking thing just to confuse people? So Freaky Friday, the mother and the daughter switch bodies.
Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to do it too. Are they going to switch bodies again?
Is it going to be like, oh, on the E? How did it happen though? Like, how did the bodies end up switching? Did she stumble upon a magic stone? Or did she go to a puddle and like wish something?
No, they went.
Like, how did it happen?
They went to like a Chinese restaurant and the girl gave her a fortune cookie.
Uh-huh.
And they opened the fortune cookie. Then like there was an earthquake. And then they woke up the next day and they were in their different vibe.
Who wished it? The sister, the mother, or the daughter? Lindsay did it?
No, they didn't. They didn't wish to do that. I think the fortune cookie just made them do it.
So how'd they get back home?
They had to like have respect for each other and like realize that they love each other.
And then did they go back to China and they ate a poo poo platter and then it all got back to normal?
Yeah, they got the fortune cookie and then the earthquake happened again. Yeah.
How would it be if that happened to other research slides? There would be
if I woke up in your body.
Well, how would the magical moment happen? Would you drank the wrong glass of wine and I had psychedelics in mine.
And then we switch bodies. You'd be married to Gianni.
Oh my God, is he in there?
Yeah.
I think he'd like it. I think he'd like me.
Would he realize that it's not me?
No, if our voices would be the same, would I have my
No, you're in my body.
But your voice,
though? You have my voice, yeah.
How would I act? What telltale signs would Gianni like see to notice that it wasn't really me? I'd be sleeping all day. I would do that. Be good at cooking.
You'd be like,
when'd you learn how to make this?
When'd you become a good cook?
And then when would my boyfriend realize that you weren't me? When you actually...
I'm like, ow! I would not be gay.
Oh, he's
gonna... Are you hear your conversation? I think Gianni would know right away that it was you. Would you, babe, if me and Joey switched bodies, would you know that it was Joey and not me?
But we sound the same. I would just...
Like, he's in my body. No, he's in my body.
Oh, I know why. Because I'd be trying to have sex with him 24 hours a day. And he'd be like, what's gone into her? What's gone on since the old ball and chain? She's extra frisky this week. I wouldn't get off his peach.
That's true. He would definitely know.
And then I'm cooking meals and touching him all day. And he'd be like, what's going on here?
What is happening? My wife turned amazing.
Oh, no, you would work out. You would like work out. He would see me like going to the gym and like doing Pilates and stuff.
Well, yeah, I go on the treadmill.
Yeah. He'd be like, what is going on? What is he running from? Do you think Hailey Bieber listens to our show?
No. She's still pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. My friend is friends with her.
Is she?
Yeah, and I want to become friends with her. Anyway, she has these new blushes. Like, I don't know. Like, I consider myself a household name celebrity. Wouldn't you? I'm kidding. But I mean, you are.
You're getting there.
I don't know how to get on the PR list for all these like makeup brands and all these like people that have like 20,000 followers and they're like 13 years old in school. I guess.
Oh my god, these TikTokers, they do like the unboxing of
Send us shit.
They get millions of boxes of just like free makeup and free clothes.
We
like,
do too. And sometimes it's like crazy. It's usually with advertisers we're working with. But like Rode, if you're listening, I want those fucking blushes and I want the creamy glazing milk. Like I can buy it myself, but it's the principle that counts. Like I don't want you to pay me to promote your shit. I just want the free shit.
It's happening.
Nicole's doing this thing. She goes onto her store and the security camera, and then she screams through the Ring cam at the customers.
Stop stealing.
What do you say to them?
I say, well, hey, mama, stop stealing. Yeah, like silly things. I scream and then I scare people.
You definitely should buy that, she says. That looks cute on you.
Yeah.
I love that shirt. Get that pink top.
I'm like, give me your credit card.
Is it go through the loudspeaker?
Yeah, because it's Ring. So it's like a speaker.
Do you scare your employees?
Yes, all the time. It's so much fun. Oh. So Seaside is officially open every single day.
Do you sell it? No, I haven't been to the Seaside store yet, but I know the people that work there. If I went to a Snoopy shop and I'm down the shore, a lot of people are going to be down the shore this week for the 4th of July. It's 4th of July.
Oh, it's going to be
packed. And we're not going to be here now. Oh my God, guys, we're not going to be here for 4th of July. The company's closed.
Oh yeah, so we're not going to have a show next week.
So this is going to be our last July 4th show until you hear us
again. But you guys are getting us a lot if you guys are listening today and then you're coming to the show tonight.
Wait a second. What if I went to the store, would I be able to buy a towel that says Where's the Beach on it?
Yes.
And is it you crawling on the on
yes.
it?
Yes. And it's pink.
How much does that go for?
$25? Yeah, I think it's $35.
Well, that's worth it.
Yeah.
That's what I would want for that. Is there a sign that says Where's the Beach?
Yeah, Where's the Beach everywhere.
There's a sign that says it? Like, can people buy a sign that says Where's the Beach?
Oh, no, there's a sign, but there's not anything they can buy. Tapestries.
Is there anything that says the note on it?
Yep.
What do you have? Tote bag?
Sweatshirt. Tote bag.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a flag that says it? That would be lucrative.
I don't know.
People make it themselves.
Yeah.
You know that people do that?
I see all the time when you guys go to like raves and like...
Raves?
No, literally raves, like Coachella and stuff like that. They have like big flags of me and it's like me and Ron that says Spiral Squad, or it's me painted as a Mona Lisa.
Oh my God.
Like, where did that come from?
That is fun.
Everyone has a flag of that, or like a picture of me framed like on their wall, me as Mona Lisa. I don't know who made that.
I love it though. Yeah, I would go shopping the Snoopy shop. You can get flip. Can you get a bikini?
Yeah, we have bathing suits. We have
on the beach.
Yeah, we got these cute bathing suits. It's a 3-piece set, so it's a top and a bottom, and then it comes with a duster.
Oh, to cover up. Cover up.
It's really pretty.
But yeah, go to the Snoopy shop 4th of July. What are you doing 4th of July? You gonna have a BBQ here? At the crib.
Yeah, we'll be down the shore. Oh my God, you broke that bed. So we're going to stay down the shore the whole week because it's 4th of July, which is weird because it falls on a Thursday, but it's fine.
Yeah. It's good for the weekend. I have mixed feelings about City 4th of July. I've been invited to a few different things. Maybe we can help you. Maybe you can help me decide.
I thought you were doing an influencer vacation.
No. Oh, we got to talk about that. No. That is so in August. That's in August.
Oh, I thought it was this week.
No, it's in August. So, 4th of July, I was invited to the Hamptons for Nylon Magazine having a party there. But I don't know, have anywhere to stay. I guess I can stay with my friend, but like, I don't want to put her out. If you're listening, I'm telling you that I want to come, but I don't want to have anywhere to sleep. I can do that. I can definitely, I'll find somewhere to stay, but it's like, you know, I don't want to go with the Hamptons just for a couple days. I'd like to stay for a little bit. I don't know. That's an option. And Poppy said has nothing to do.
Wait, so what is it?
I can either go to the Hamptons to a party, but I may have to sleep on the floor.
That's like, where Justin Timberlake got arrested.
Oh, that's right.
Or?
That was bullshit. Or I can go to Poppy's, my aunt has a lake house in Pennsylvania. And my Poppy was thinking maybe of us going up there and getting an Airbnb near their house. And
I like the lake house. It's different.
It is different, but I can't go in that lake. Like I can go on the boat, but I can't get in that water. And I want to swim.
You don't have to swim.
I know, but I hate going in that. Like, there's fish in the water. I'll freak out.
So don't go in the water.
Has anything ever touched your leg in the water?
Yes.
In this water here?
Yeah. Like by the beach.
Like a fish.
Terrifying. Yeah.
I would freak out. That's my biggest fear. I told you that a fish jumped down my shirt at the pet store once when I was a kid.
Oh, so that's where it comes from.
Yeah, the fish wiggling under my shirt and my shirt was tucked crying? In. It was the most traumatic experience
of my life.
Did you
look like there was a spider on you and you were running away?
Nicole, I remember exactly where it was. It was the Union Market, probably 1986.
And
we go and it's a pet store. So I'm like, you know, I'm an animal lover. So I'm looking at all the hamsters, walk around. And I go over to the lizard section, the fish section. I'm looking at the fish. Never was scared of fish in my life. I was like, you know, oh, how pretty cute. Look at these fish. And there was, and I was little. I was like, five or eight. I don't know. And then the guy's selling the fish. So he's on a ladder, a step ladder. And some other lady and her son are like, oh, mom, the kid's like, oh, I want the yellow one here. Can I have the yellow one? So the guy's up there with a net. Catching the fish to get out, scooping them out of the tank to put in the bag.
I'm just visualizing you as a kid.
And I'm there like looking up like that. Oh, the fishies.
How old were you?
Like 8.
Okay.
And then the fish, it was about this big. It's about 3 inches big. It was like,
that's a big fish.
It wasn't a tiny fish. It wasn't a goldfish. It was like a little bit bigger.
That's a big ass fish.
It was a heavy fat fish. It was in the thing, in the net. And it all starts squiggling and slooping around in the thing. And it jumped out of the fucking net and hit my neck and went down my tank to my tank top.
You're
down
lying.
My shirt, my tank top I had. And it was tucked into my pants because I'm a toddler. You're tucked into my back pants. So it was flopping around in the middle of my chest, like, blah, 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 in my fucking shirt on my naked body. Yes.
Were you screaming?
I think I blacked out. I think I fainted. I think it was the most traumatic thing. I was screaming. I couldn't even process like that life was real. I thought I was almost met Jesus. It was like
Jesus. Where was that accent?
It was the scariest thing in my life. So that's why ever to this day I'm terrified of fish and touching it. But I'm also
But you love cooking fish and eating fish.
I do, but I can't have the head on it. But and I realized my psychologist told me about the in BetterHelp.
Your therapist?
My therapist told me why it's fish and you know what my number of fear is? That my mm-hmm. phobia is? What? Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Do you know what it is?
No. What is it?
Amputees.
What's an amputee?
Someone has their arms or legs cut off.
Oh yeah, you told me that before.
It's
yeah.
My biggest fear. It's and again, I'm a respectful, loving person. I'm
you're awful.
There's no. I don't have a bone in my body that would like that be negative to these people. It's not personal. It's just something in my body. I can't. It's like becomes afraid of spiders. I know it's a horrible thing to people's lives, what they went through.
So when you see someone, in a wheelchair,
it makes me
like,
the most uncomfortable thing I've ever been in my life.
I get upset.
It physically makes me so uncomfortable. Like I can't explain it. Like the most scared, uncomfortable. I don't. It's a horrible feeling. So every time I see someone,
what happened? God forbid you got into an accident.
I would have to kill myself. I'd have to die. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. They say that, which was an arm or leg. I say I wouldn't be able to do it. So I respect the people, the trauma, how horrible it was.
Not a leg.
That the people go through that. But I realized that's my fear. And then I realized snakes and fish are the other thing that are my biggest fears in the world. And it's because they have no arms or legs. If any animal doesn't have feet or hands or paws or even a fucking pterodactyl or a centipede has fucking 1,500 legs. They're wormy, but they have legs. They're fine.
But you hate regular worms.
A a regular room, I can't do it. It's something.
That's so weird.
The psychologist said that. They say, well, I think there's a correlation there.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know how to spell correlation. Don't tell
Maybe
me.
Maybe your past life, you were an amputee.
Didn't have that back that far. I'm old. That would have to be back in the it would have to be in the 13th century.
Everyone has a past life.
They had amputees back in the day?
Yeah. You probably remember it. And that's why you're so scared of it.
I thought they just died because of the infection. They let the infection take their body. Anyway, so if you're an amputee and you're coming to the show tonight, please forgive me if I look at you a little crooked.
It's happening.
I remember me and Gianni went to Hawaii and we went snorkeling.
You went to Hawaii?
Yeah, before the kids. I had like a club appearance there. So we like stayed a couple days.
How did he do on the plane to Hawaii?
He was fine. He had Dramamine. Oh. But yeah, we went snorkeling and it was like so hard for me to go. But I did it.
But that's like light
so
and bright. That's like light and bright and sunny.
Oh, I was swimming with fishies. It was terrifying.
That's terrifying. But I'm saying it's not like the depths of the sea, like going in the middle of the night. It's like the depths of the ocean where there's sharks and stuff.
I mean, there could have been sharks. It's
have you ever seen a shark in this water out here?
No.
Have you ever seen a shark in the ocean? You really have?
Oh, Gianni just caught a shark.
Caught a shark?
He caught a shark. He posted it on his Instagram. He caught a shark in what? Stingray? Yeah.
What did you do with it? Throw it back?
Yeah.
Did you touch it? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a baby shark.
Did he have tiny teeth?
Was he cute? No. Oh.
Did he wiggle?
That's Lorenzo, everyone.
That was Lorenzo. We're getting so many visitors today. Is this the main hub? Why is everyone in and out of this bedroom?
Like, please leave. Everyone's getting their bathing suits on.
I want to take a dip before we go. I want to tell you a story about something that happened to me this week.
Okay, and then we have to leave because Angela's screaming now, sir.
I don't want to cause a scene at the dry cleaners, but I'm going to have to.
Oh, God. Here we go.
The thing is, don't fuck with me.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I am all about spending money. I'm all about paying for a service. I'm all about honoring people's time and their craft and being paid. No, I'm not patient. I'm not patient. The thing is,
I'm not patient either.
I ordered so much clothing off the internet recently. I bought, and everything's white. I bought an entire ivory wardrobe. Not kidding you. Two suits. Two ivory suits.
Ivory?
Ivory pants. Ivory. 10 pairs of ivory pants. Ivory sweaters. Ivory button-ups, ivory knit polos. I have literally a full wardrobe for two men in my house in ivory. And I started dabbling this summer. So I got this outfit. It was beautiful. It's from Theory from Bloomingdale's. And I wore it to an engagement party. My friends, I wore white to an engagement. Was that rude that I wore white to my cousin's engagement party?
Yes, you're not supposed to wear
it. Wasn't
white.
The wedding, though.
Huh?
It wasn't the wedding, though.
It's still, you never wear white to like a wedding.
She said something to me. She goes, oh, then she showed up in white too. I said, well,
yeah, that's so rude.
I'm officiating the wedding, so I'm allowed to wear white. I'm basically the bride. Anyway, so I had self-tanner on that day. So I, you know when you sweat and the self-tanner comes off on your clothes?
Yes.
So I know that I wasn't worried about it because A, I have my Miss Mouth's messy eater spray that now everyone on TikTok all of a sudden has been using, but I've been telling you crusaders about it for fucking 15 years.
You?
That blue spray. I told you about, remember?
Yeah.
Now everyone on TikTok's buying it. I've been using Missy Mouth's messy eater spray. So I knew I had my spray and I wasn't worried about it. I said, you know what? I'm deciding to treat myself. This shirt was expensive. It was like over $300. So I said, let me bring it to...
See, you don't save money. Could have got the same shirt at Walmart.
I'm saying this is one outfit. All the other clothes aren't expensive. This is like one of my one fancy outfit I bought. So I said, let me treat myself. It's not dry clean only, but I said, let me treat myself and bring it to the dry cleaner so they can, you know, press it nice and I can hang it up. And I'm, you know, it's a piece I'm going to have for a long time. So I want to treat it with respect. So I bring it to the dry cleaners. They look at it and they go, oh, what's this? I said, oh, it's just self-tanner. It'll come, you know, it washes right out. So just, you know, clean this and whatever. I get the shirt back. Granted, they deliver it to me, which is nice. They hang it on my front door. Because it's part of our building. They like, you know what I mean? The cleaners is not. It's connected.
Okay.
So I get the shirt back and it is filthy. Nothing. They just ironed it. They didn't do anything. Is dry cleaning mean they don't clean or remove stains? They just iron it? Or does it mean like, who in the right mind would send a shirt back to you after they charge me however much fucking money to dry clean this shirt?
I think you have to tell them like stain removal.
Well, they saw that. They saw that.
Yeah, they should have did it. But yeah. You do have to mention, like, I need this, like...
Washed.
Stain. I need the stain to get out, and then obviously they charge you more.
Well, I didn't know this, so they sent this back on the hanger. I wasn't going to notice all the filthy self-tanner marks all around the neck, the collar, and my sweat, my titty sweats. It was soiled. They said they sent me an ironed, soiled shirt and my ivory shorts.
Where's this accent from?
My ivory shorts.
My ivory shorts
had in the pocket had a stain on the pocket that. And oh, so anyway, so I said, not that I. So I
did how, you say something?
Not yeah, because I wanted to make sure that it was. So I cleaned it myself to see if it came out, and then because if it came out, that means they didn't do it. They didn't clean it at all. They just fucking.
So did it come
they
ripped
me off. Of course it came out. Fucking white as snow, beautiful, pristine, gorgeous. I used my Miss Mouth spray, a scoop of OxyClean.
Oh yeah, that's annoying.
And some Tide Pods. And this fucking $300 shirt now that I didn't want to have to wash now is completely impeccably clean in my house, but like. Like, you know, dry, hang dried on a hanger and wrinkly now. So, like, now I'm afraid to even go back to them. So, I'm not getting the satisfaction of touching my luxury goods anymore because they tried to rip me the fuck off.
You go to a different spot.
How rude. Terrible. Don't think I'm coming in there. I'm not, I'm not saying anything. You're lucky I'm not saying anything. But there was a mouse in, when I walked past at night and these guys were closed, there was a mouse running around your window inside the store. So, if you, you're.
Joey put the mouse there.
Yeah, you ain't doing, it was so cute. I was like, oh my God, he's looking at his parents.
My sister's so cute.
I know. But that's all the time.
We have a mouse downstairs in the kitchen. We can't find it. Yeah. It's like in the oven. We can't find the mouse.
Do you want to?
Let's find the mouse.
Oh, wait. Should I get you my trap that makes it stay alive?
Yeah. Let's find the mouse and bring it to the show tonight and let it loose.
Well, speaking of let loose, we hope you enjoy the show tonight. If you're not coming tonight, you're missing out. But
yeah, if you don't come, it's rude and we're offended.
But no, we have plenty more tours. Our tour's just starting. We still have Staten Island.
Staten Island, you better like start buying tickets.
Our agent called us and said
they were like, no one's buying
no
tickets.
No one's coming tickets to your show in Staten Island. I thought that's where the land of the free and the home of the brave lived.
Yeah, I thought we had a hub of crusaders there. Like, yeah, where what are you doing?
You guinea gavones.
Like, let's go.
Weedettes, where the hell are you?
And Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown Theater, the Impact
Center.
Come
on, bitches.
St. James Theater in Staten Island. We're going to do Connecticut at Foxwoods.
In September.
Foxwoods?
Is it Foxwoods? No. I don't remember.
We're going to be in Connecticut.
Boston.
We're going to be at Big Night Live in Boston. And then Nicole's doing an appearance afterwards. So if you're coming to the show, make sure to buckle up because there's going to be a big after party. Nicole's doing a club appearance.
Boston's going to be a movie.
You can go to Snoopy's and Linktree. Linktree.com/Snoopy.
Snoopy.
And all the ticket links are there. Buy them now. Buy them often. And we will see you tonight.
See you there, bitches.
It's happening! It's happening.